I swear it's not what it looks like. There was a mosquito on your neck, and I was trying to get it. It was very big. I didn't want to wake you up, so I tried to be sneaky about it. I know how you get when you don't get your beauty rest, dear. I figured you would be grateful to sleep through the night, but I guess I wasn't able to come to your rescue in time. Damn thing. It was able to make off with some of your blood before it flew off. I thought my reflexes were better than a bug's, but seems I was mistaken. Oh well, it's gone now. You can go back to sleep, I can go back to watch, and we can pretend none of this happened in the morning. Doesn't that sound lovely? But why not? I already told you that it was a mosquito. There's no reason to bring this up to the others or to even keep watching me like that. What did you say? There's blood dripping from my mouth? God damn it. Is it also on my clothes? There was nothing on me, was there? You cheeky little... Fine. Fine. You caught me. There was no mosquito. I was taking a little sip of your blood. Just a little bit, Scout's honor. I wasn't going to drain you dry or anything. I was feeling weak this evening. I'm not sure why. Maybe because of all the travel we've been doing lately, but I didn't have the energy I needed to go out and hunt. Normally, I'm able to use the excuse of first watch to feed myself and keep my vampiric nature away from the others. Away from you. I know how people think about my kind. That we're bloodthirsty monsters hell-bent on destruction and death. I was waiting until we got to know each other better before I told you the truth about my nature. You had been asleep for a few hours, you were snoring. I thought it was safe to take a little bite, just the teensiest little nibble, so I could get my energy back up and I could hunt and go to bed with a full stomach. No one would be any wiser. Now that I'm not so hungry, I can tell why this was a foolish plan doomed to fail from the start. I only have myself to blame for this. I understand if you wish to travel separately from now on. I'll get my things and be gone by the morning. Wait. Wait for what? For you to tell me that you don't want to see me again? To call me an abomination or a killer? No. I've enjoyed your company far too much. If you're going to curse my name, grant me the gift of being out of earshot so I can have bittersweet memories of our time together. Will you promise me that? What do you mean that's not what you're wanting to do? That's what everyone wants to do once they find out I'm this. I'm inhuman. Something that goes bump in the night and steals your blood. Haven't you heard the stories? My kind kill children, kidnap women, rob indiscriminately. We're deadly creatures never to be trusted. It would be better for your reputation if we stopped traveling now that you know the truth of me. You'll never be able to trust me. You'll never be able to look me in the eyes the same. Every time you look at me, you will see a soulless killer and nothing else. Having you look at me like that would kill me. Your hand feels warm against mine, but I need you to let go. I can't leave if you don't give me back my hand. Come on. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't want me to go? Why? I don't have a beating heart like you. You can't build a life with someone who's already dead in the grave. I was cruel and lied about what I am. I took your blood without asking. I'm not someone who deserves a second chance. You deserve someone better. Someone that you can trust and know hasn't lied to you. I decided to travel with you because I couldn't get you out of my head. You approached me in that little cafe and asked if I wanted to help you go on an adventure. And your smile shined so brightly. Your eyes lit up with such hope. I couldn't tell such a bright person no. I felt like if I did this, I would be meeting someone who would change my life forever. And I did. I'm grateful for everything we've done together, but there isn't a chance you would want to stay traveling with a vampire. Is there? You would? Despite the danger? Despite the fact that I legitimately took your blood, you're willing to stay? You are something else, my dear. Do you know that? I'm not going to stand here and pretend that I understand you. It makes no sense why you would take a chance on someone that could so easily snap your neck, but it's your decision. I can't say I'm not thrilled that you want me to stay. I wanted to keep traveling with you more than I let on. You're not a stranger to me. You're someone I would consider a close friend. I never expected to build this kind of rapport, let alone trust, with someone who was alive. As odd as it may sound, trusting vampires has always been easier. I know they'll deceive me and try to manipulate me to get what they want. But with you? It's different. It's confusing. I don't know what you want. Even with you pinned underneath me like this, sharing the same air as me, feeling your body pressed against mine, I don't know what you want. All I know is I want to give it to you. How long have you been wanting to kiss me? I think I realized I wanted to kiss you the first time I saw your smile in the sunlight. I was almost blinded by it. I remember thinking, I would burn down cities just to see that smile shine from me. I never pictured you would feel the same. I assumed I was too broody or too dark. But maybe that's just what you need. A little darkness inside of you. That's it, dear. You feel so good against me. I love how your lips taste. It makes me hunger for something else. Something more. Do I have your permission to take another bite, Angel? Aren't you just the sweetest thing for me? Lean your neck to the side for me. That's good. That's very good. This may hurt a little, but it's nothing you can't handle, right? You can take it for me. That's my angel. Be still. Oh, you taste so delicious, my dear. Thank you for giving me a snack like that. I can already feel my strength returning, which means I don't have to hold back, do I?